And welcome back to Out of the Woods. A recent guest of ours now, we're going to play a track from Kate McLeod's wonderful live CD, Kate McLeod at Ken Sanders Rare Books. She's going to do a bit of an intro here to her song Shadows of Avalon on Out of the Woods.
All right, we have here a little problem child song. This is really hard for me to get through, so it's based on The Mists of Avalon, which is a very long book. I read it 3 times. Different decades of my life. I could go on and on about this book, but I won't, because I'm going to sing a song about it, which goes on and on.
As the ages had brought the flowers of spring, many lives of the queens had borne the kings, and the names of the gods have been many by the world in sway. For there was a time when one could call a barge and a cry implore the heavens and the stars, and a land of peace hidden by a mist would open as a thought would will. And this Avalon took courage to its fate. It could not avoid the impending hate. So as many lives that lived to breathe, as many truths there were to tell, call the boatmen to come while they can. Sweet Avalon has drifted from the land. Fly the flag of the dragon beside the sign of the cross. For if not, half the world could be lost. There was a sword made of meteor iron in a scabbard of a priestess's desire. So then in the hands of a king, this Excalibur might defend the world. But while the soldiers believed it was their strength that wielded power over the battle's length, it was the Lady of the Lake and her faith that laid the power on the throne. Call the boatmen to come while they can. Sweet Avalon has drifted from the land. Fly the flag of the dragon by the side of the cross, for if not, half the world could be lost. And as women were robbed of their esteem, there was not much to do but spin and dream. But how strange, the truth and the will always seek to find a way. And a plot is a plot to see whether from the rich or a subject be. And the times of the bored and the sworn are always sure to be in play. And if we once would not betray, one might someday see no other way to what becomes of a heart that is vengeance or in desperation wills. And call the boatmen to come while they can. Sweet Avalon has drifted from the land. Fly the flag of the dragon beside the sign of the cross. For if not, half the world could be lost. And if one dares embrace their faith, the world their beliefs could shape. For indeed the thoughts that we speak make the shadows of what's to come. And who's to hold their regalia now? The sword and cup meant for a holy vow. And who will keep now the balance of the men and women while due west of the isle of priest, the mists of Avalon o'er the land decreased. Glastonbury bears. Willie stands in his stable door, and he's combing his coal black steed, and he's thinking of fair Margaret's love, and his heart began to bleed. Mother, fetch my hat and coat, help me tie them on. I'll away to fair Margaret's bower before the night comes on. Stay at home with me, dear Willie, tonight there comes a storm. I'll lay the table handsomely, your bed be soft and warm. Your table's mother and your beds, they cannot bring me rest. I'll away to fair Margaret's bower before the night is past. If you go to fair Margaret's bower, my curse will go with thee. In the deepest part of the Clyde water, drowned you shall be. The good steed that I ride upon cost me thrice 30 pounds. I'll put my trust in his swift feet to take me safe and sound. He's rode over the high, high hill, down the dewy glen, and the rushing in the Clyde water would have feared 500 men. Roaring Clyde, you roar so loud, the streams are wondrous strong. Make me a wreck as I come back, spare me as I'm going. And when he came to fair Margaret's gate, he's called to her within. Rise up, Maid Margaret, rise up and let me in. Who's that stands at my garden gate, calling Maid Margaret's name? It's only your first love, sweet William, this night come to your home. Open the door, Maid Margaret, open and let me in. My boots are full of the Clyde water, and I'm shivering to the skin. My stable is full of horses weary, my barns are full of hay, and my bowers are full of gentlemen, they'll not be moved till day. Fare thee well, Maid Margaret, fare thee well, adieu. A curse my mother laid on me for coming this night to you. He's rode over the high, high hill, down the dewy glen, and the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie's hat from him. And he's leaned him over his saddle bow to fetch his hat again. And the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie's coat from him. And he's leaned him over his saddle bow to catch his coat by force. And the rushing in the Clyde water took Willie from his horse. Down in the watery deep, then up in rose Maid Margaret, out of her drowsy sleep. Come here, my mother dear, I've dreamed a dreary dream. I dreamed my lover was at our gate, nobody let him in. Lie down, Maid Margaret, your lover's come and gone. The sport you'd have made with him, I've played it for my own. Nimbly, nimbly rose she up down to the river's brim. But the louder that this lady cried, the louder blew the wind. Ooh. The very first step that Margaret took, she stepped up to her feet. And oh, when alas this lady sighs, your water's wondrous deep. And the very next step that she went in, she's waded to her knee. So she, I would wait farther in if I, my true lover, could see. And the very last step that she went in, she stepped up to her chin. In the deepest part of the Clyde water, she found sweet William in. You have had a cruel mother, Willie. I have had another. And now we sleep in Clyde water, like sister and like brother.
My lover came to me from in a tree. A man so full of poetry, he was bleeding at the seams. Way too tender, too much passion. But you can't put out a smoking fire with a shower of hot steam. I lay awake so full of dreams that night. The perfume and sounds were all around, though there was not a soul inside. I long for him, how I burn for him. Saw him standing in the doorway in the pale blue morning light. He said I couldn't sleep, I had to drive all night. I said I'm still asleep, and he said that's all right. Swells beneath the cold and sparks the start of bliss. Now I think of him so many times apart, the lovely man with the pomegranate heart. Barely touch it and it bleeds, leaves a heart in bitter seed. The kind of love that breaks your heart while it gives you what you.
I wouldn't say the things I said and the story I told. Undo the damage done and take back what I sold. And the tears would fall back into your eyes if I couldn't hurt you. Then I wouldn't hurt you now. I wouldn't spend the time and unmake my bed and wake up in a land of living love instead. And time won't wait, what's undone is done. But if I couldn't hurt you, then I wouldn't hurt you now. If I couldn't hurt you, then I wouldn't hurt you now. The men of the forest, they ask it of me, how many strawberries grow in the saucy. I answer them back with a tear in my eye, how many ships sail in the forest. I won't dig me a grave, long, wide and deep, and bury this memory of never to speak. I would lay me down with only silence to keep. If it wouldn't hurt you, if it wouldn't hurt you now, if it wouldn't hurt you, if it wouldn't hurt you now.
Freddie White from his new CD called Better Days and If I Could Unhurt You. Great stuff. Definitely one of my favorite Irish singers, Freddie White. We were lucky enough to have him in the Boston area for many years, but I believe he is back over on the Emerald Isle now, living. Kathy Kallick from her new one just before that, called Cut to the Chase. We heard Persephone's Dream. Anais Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer from their Child Ballads EP. Wonderful stuff there. We heard Clyde Water, Child Ballad number 216. And I don't think I've mentioned the other folks who play on that disc with them, but Victor Krause was on the bass, and Brittany Hawes on the fiddle, and of course, a guy named Tim Lauer was doing the accordion and organ on that disc. And we did hear some of the, I think it was accordion, I'm not positive, but nice stuff from Anais Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer. Kate McLeod in there started off the set from her CD, Kate McLeod at Ken Sanders Rare Books. We heard Shadows of Avalon, just wonderful stuff. And we're very privileged to have her recently as a guest here on the show. Thank her once again for coming out. She's back out home in Salt Lake City now, so she traveled quite a ways out this way. I'm Chip Calker. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire, playing mostly acoustic music as we do every week here. We are about an hour into the show, just a little more, so we still got 2 hours thereabouts of great music left to go. We're going to keep things going right now, though, and shift gears into sort of a goofier vein for a few minutes and play one off the new Truck Stop Honeymoon CD called The Madness of Happiness. Here's Couch Surfing with a Family of Six on Out of the Woods.
If you're looking for adventure, a new way to get your kicks, you ought to try couch surfing with a family of six. Sadie, take the sofa. Vega, take the floor. You other two kids, take the space behind the door where Mom and I'll go. God only knows it's tight to fit, but we'll find a way to do it. Yeah, you learn a lot of tricks couch surfing with a family of six. Well, we show up at the gig, we got no place to stay. We had a motel, but Mom refused to pay.
She said it wasn't clean, at least it was shelter. But when mom makes up her mind, kids, there ain't no way to tell her. Luckily a stranger comes up after the show. He says, is it true y'all have no place to go? Where you can stay with me? We say that is kind of you. He doesn't know we have four kids and a babysitter too. We show up at his door. He tries to be polite. We say we won't take up much room and we'll only stay two nights. If you're looking for adventure, new way to get your kicks, you ought to try couch surfing with a family of six. Sadie, take the sofa. Vega, take the floor. You other two kids, take the space behind the door. Where Mom and I'll go, God only knows it's tight fit. But we'll find a way to do it. Yeah, you learn a lot of tricks couch surfing with a family of six. Now take my advice, don't do what this guy did. When he said help yourself to anything you find in my fridge. Well, you wouldn't know it to look at us, but we can do more damage than a plague of locusts. By the time we left, all his cupboards were bare. There were nothing but condiments left in his frigid air. And boy, did he look relieved to see his pack. He wished us well on our way, but he didn't invite us back. If you're looking for adventure, a new way to get your kicks, you ought to try couch surfing with a family of six. Sadie, take the sofa. Vega, take the floor. You other two kids, take the space behind the door. Where Mom and I'll go, God only knows it's tight fit. But we'll find a way to do it. Yeah, you learn a lot of tricks couch surfing with a family of six. Hard on your dignity, always dependent on others' charity. And some may be so unkind as to say we are no better than beggars with a bass and a guitar. Well, they may say that, but they're wrong, 'cause we're giving our hearts when we're singing these songs. And a house of brick, no better than a house of straw. And sometimes you're better off sleeping on a stranger's floor. If you're looking for adventure, a new way to get your kicks, you ought to try couch surfing with a family of six. Shady, take the sofa. Vega, take the floor. You other two kids, take the space behind the door. Where Mom and I'll go, God only knows it's tight fit. But we'll find a way to do it. Yeah, you learn a lot of tricks. Yeah, kids, they grow up quick. Yeah, you get out of any fix. Couch surfing with a family of six.
Thank you. under the stars. Gets a little chilly on the autumn nights for me. I'm a jack of all trades and a handyman. Cook anything you can throw in a pan. But I've got a culinary specialty. Pancake, pancake, from the Delta swamps to the Finger Lakes. Soft and sweet, big and round, stir them up. Lay them down, those pancakes, pancakes, lighter than a feather and thick as steaks. Any time of day, it's got to be just pancakes for me. Well, seen about all there is to see. I even been up to Kennedy. I talk a little funny, but they give a man a hand. From the port of Massachusetts to the dock of the bay, the people are the same every step of the way. And even when I cross the Rio Grande, they like pancakes, pancakes, from the Delta swamps to the Finger Lakes. Soft and sweet, big and round, stir them up. Lay them down, those pancakes, pancakes, lighter than a feather and thick as steaks. Any time of day, it's got to be just pancakes for me. So if you see a poor soul coming down the line, busted and broke, and smelling of wine, don't forget that but for the grace of God go thee. Reach out to him and it only takes a little warmth in your heart, all on the griddle. He just needs the same as you and me. He needs pancakes, pancakes, from the Delta swamps to the Finger Lakes. Soft and sweet, big and round, stir them up. Lay them down, those pancakes, pancakes, lighter than a feather and thick as steaks. Any time of day, it's got to be just a pancake for me. Any time of day, it's got to be just a pancake for me.
She gave me my walking papers and ran off with someone new, 'cause he bought her things my wages couldn't buy. So I turned to ups and downers and everything between. Still I can't get her good loving off my mind. Well, today I bought a Cadillac, the kind she's always wanted. I called and asked her if she'd like to ride. She said, "This is our last date." I said, "That's all right with me, 'cause tonight I'm driving her out of my mind." Yeah, I'll take her on a scenic cruise right off of Lookout Mountain, 'cause she said I never took her out when she was mine. She'll see all seven states as we drive to the pearly gates tonight when I drive her out of my mind. All the papers will read Lover's Leap again off Lookout Mountain, 'cause I wrote a note and called it suicide. But my epitaph will say he killed his pain yesterday when he finally drove that woman off his mind. Well, now here she comes to greet me, pressed to kill, so am I. Hope she asked me if this Cadillac will fly. And I know that I'll die laughing when I show her that it will, when I drive that woman right out of my mind. Yeah, I'll take her on a scenic cruise right off of Lookout Mountain, 'cause she said I never took her out when she was mine. She'll see all seven states as we drive to the pearly gates tonight when I drive her out of my mind. They'll say Johnny Cash was quite a smash down here in Chattanooga last night when he drove her out of his mind. Yeah, that Cadillac dealer's in for a big surprise too. $99 down, $99 a month. Yeah, it's gonna be just gorgeous.
Bye.
Johnny Cash. For here on Out of the Woods. Yes, from the Lost album that was just released recently called Out Among the Stars, stuff that was originally intended to be released back in the early 80s, recorded back in 1983. That was I Drove Her Out of My Mind. No idea why they never released it. I guess it was some sort of attempt to bring Johnny Cash into the mainstream back during the urban cowboy era or something like that. But glad we're finally getting to hear it. Good stuff. Abe Loomis in there has a CD out called The Early Treasuries. We just took a track from that called Pancakes. And we heard from Hank Woji going back to his Holy Ghost Town CD and Hank's old dusty road rag. And evidently Out of the Woods is the place where you can go now to hear musical saws just about every week, because we played them last week as well. But there you go. And Truck Stop Honeymoon started off the set there from the CD The Madness of Happiness and Couch Surfing with a Family of Six. Very funny stuff. Well, we are up to that mid-show break point, so we're going to do the calendar and the weather for the local folks and everyone else. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more music right after this.